I was saying that when it comes to cars, apparently we're starting to favor the drab. Gray, black, or white are the dominant colors these days for cars. Whatever happened to the red ones? NBC News Radio National Correspondent Rory O'Neill has the story. Good morning.
Hey, John, good morning. I loved this story, so I'm so glad you wanted to talk more about it.
Okay, so tell me, what's been going on? Why are people having less colorful cars?
Well, it's this research from a group called IC Cars that found that cars are now half as colorful as they were 20 years ago. 80% of the cars today are white, black, gray, and silver, compared to 40% back in 2004. So we really have seen a big swing to the monochromatic or the drab in the past 20 years. Some of it has to do with perhaps some of the manufacturers are trying to narrow inventories, make it easier to ship and get cars to the dealerships the way they want them. Others think that maybe the car buyer is reluctant to buy that purple car, knowing that when they try to sell it back, they're not going to get as much money for it.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is this a supply issue or a demand issue? Are they making less colorful cars, or is the market just not there for people who want standout colors?
Well, in some cases, too, you'll have to pay premium to get some of the more exotic colors. And in some cases, then the interiors have to go along with it, because they've also been making sort of, you get one choice on the interior for the most part, and it's black. It may be tan, but really, when you get out there, it's just all forms of black and gray, which really tend to be the choice. We are also seeing differences in the type of car and the color that goes along with it. So if it's a pickup truck, it's more likely to be white. If it's an SUV, more likely to be, well, white and black as well. Colors start to pop up when we start looking at sports cars.
And is there any talk in the industry that this might change, or is this the new normal?
This seems to be the new normal. And by the way, green is a bit of the outlier here. So it's been bubbling up a little bit. But, you know, other than that white, black, gray, and silver, obviously red and blue would be your top two colors. And as I said, green has been showing some movement lately if you want to root for a color.
Okay. Thanks a lot for this. Good to have you.
Thanks, John.
That's Rory O'Neill from NBC Radio. And when I went to the dealership, because I lease, so my lease was coming up, but they actually called and said, do you want to come in and get a new one now? And that's because increasingly these days, it's not about selling cars. It's about creating financial packages. So the car is, you know, the object, but what they're really doing is trying to seal you into a deal. So being able to call you in when you got a 4-year lease with a half year left on your lease and get you in on a new lease for them anyway means the deal is going to continue for 4.5 more years, which is quite beneficial to them. But anyway, I ordered the car. They had to either make it or ship it. I don't know, but I waited like 4 months in order to get my hands on it. And the whole time I was thinking, what if the colors aren't what I really wanted? Because, you know, they show you a folder and you pick a color, but it's hard to know what it's going to look like. I walked into the dealership and they do this silly thing where they put it basically in a showroom, especially for you with a great big ribbon on it. They used to unveil it. You would go in and the car would be covered in a sheet, and then this, you know, it would be ripped off the car. It was a ridiculous moment. Anyway, it was exactly what I was looking for. So, very happy guy.
So I collected some useless information about the color of the car that you buy and what it says about you in one of our episodes. And, for example, white is for people who like color. White are very calm and tidy and positive. Those who buy black cars is associated with prestige and power and determination. Yeah. What color is your car?
Blue.
It's not on the list. And gray is basically you're indecisive about things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the color of the car sort of determines your personality a little bit.
Yeah. Also worth noting, black cars look better in the shade.